Rob Kahn Show right here, 720 WGN. And I would like to point out that we have Blackhawks hockey coming your way at 6:30 tonight. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll continue to discuss all the different things that are happening here in our fair world as a result of what is a fairly significant interruption here by the coronavirus. And Dr. J, John Najarian, is joining us right now because there is news of something here, Dr. J, that is really pretty freaky, which is that there is a hold now that is happening at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The actual floor of the Mercantile Exchange is going to be closed for trading. How much of a difference does that actually make?
Well, Ro, we don't know, quite frankly. An awful lot of trading does happen electronically. Virtually all of their markets are traded on Globex. That's their all-electronic platform, and traders routinely interface with it and use it for trading themselves in the after-hours, because many of the Merc products do trade 23 and a half hours a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally 23 and a half hours a day, basically Sunday evening all the way through Friday night. But this will be interesting because many of us have sort of feared that, given that so many traders, you know, there's a fair amount of people still on the floor, not as many as there were 10 years ago, but there are still hundreds of traders on the floor. So we feared if they did indeed close the floors because of the fear that corona could spread quickly through such a group, that they may never reopen those floors. Because what if they decide, you know what, doing it all electronically is so much cheaper, we don't have to have the security, the lights, the building. You know, most of these places these days don't even own their buildings. So the CBOE sold its building. The Chicago Board Option Exchange, that is. The Merck had sold its building years ago. So most of these buildings, they lease the space, and they could easily shut them down, which, again, is just one more bad thing for the South Loop and for Chicago.
Yeah, no question about that. Do we have a sense of how imminent that would be?
Well, the Merck announced it's going to shut those floors on Friday. Now, the other exchanges have not announced that yet. And they've not been instructed, as far as I've heard, to do that. This is them acting of their own volition. But, you know, the Chicago Stock Exchange, which is owned now by the New York Stock Exchange, as well as the CBOE, are the two others that would be affected if they decide to shut down. And the Chicago Board Option Exchange still does a lot of volume from the traders on the floor. And so, again, we hope that this doesn't go to that extreme, but if it does, I really do worry that, you know, profit as well as perhaps protective measures might mean that if they do shut, they never reopen. They continue to operate, but they never reopen with traders.
What is actually traded on the floor, and why is some stuff traded on the floor versus the glass?
Options are one thing. Both futures options, like options on corn, soybeans, T-bills, bonds, all that kind of stuff, over at the CME, that trades on the floor, as do S&P options at the CBOE and VIX options. But you're hard-pressed to see anything else that trades on the floor. Virtually everything else trades, no pun intended, but virtually it trades on an all-electronic exchange. In the case of the Merck, it's called the Globex. And so that's where all of their volume will be if the floor does indeed close on Friday, as they've just put out a release to that point.
But as we look at these traders who are making these trades, they would then go to the glass. They would be the same traders doing it. And why is it impossible for them to stay in the building?
I don't know that it's impossible for them to stay in the building, but if they don't let them, if they're not side by side down on the trading floor, it's not really necessary that they be around at all. I mean, the traders, many of them these days, Ro, are brokers on the floor, and they're matching up trades with the few remaining traders on the floor. But if we see, again, this all go electronic, I fear that that could be a decision that, you know, is sort of a fait accompli, that basically they say, why do we need the floor anymore. We can save so much money on, you know, again, this, all the security guards, the electricity to have the floor running, because they have both running side by side, electronic already, the Globex in the case of the CME, as well as the floor trading. You get rid of floor trading, I'm sure they save millions of dollars a year in electricity and heat and air conditioning and security and all the rest. And these are for-profit institutions. They demutualized years ago and became for-profit. And anytime you have a situation like that, you got to think at the boardroom, they're going to be saying, why are we going to reopen again? Why are we going to reopen the trading floor?
Right.
Plus, we have some liability now that we realize from having groups of people around on the trading floor.
Right, exactly. I think that's a lot of businesses are looking at that exact problem. Dr. J, you can see him, John Najarian, of course. You can see him on the CNBC. And what's your company again?
Market Rebellion, sir.
Market Rebellion.
Yes, sir.
This man is a rebel. He's from the rebel forces.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right, there he is.